Hey, Brendan, thanks for being with us. Another strong performance for you guys. Are you pinching yourself right now, winning a sixth game in a row, especially on the road, four consecutive games in Calgary? This is quite an achievement for you guys.
Yeah, I think it actually just builds more confidence for the group. I think we play a certain way, and that when we play that way, you know, we can have success. And I think we kind of just showed it this trip by playing the right way, we can be a dominant team.
They have a good team on the other side, but for whatever reason, they were unable to get the edge over you, especially in a 60 minutes game. They were really getting trying everything that they could to really get the edge over you. What would be for you the best adjustments that you've made all week long to get that kind of success against them?
Yeah, they're obviously a really good team, and we knew that coming out here. So we were prepared, and you got Big D that moved the puck quick, and they got forwards that are skilled that can score. So I think, like I said, it's more about just playing to our game, to our identity, and pushing that onto them rather than you know, being a defensive shell and just waiting for them. So I think we took our game to them.
With Yannick Veilleux getting suspended, you got a another chance to play on a second line today. This is a vote of confidence from your coach, and you think that you can take the ball and go with it and be and perform on that line?
Yeah, obviously it's a huge opportunity for me. Hate to see V go out. He's a big part of this team, but you know, it's my great opportunity for me to, you know, get some more minutes in and play with Veg and Bell's just two great players. So thankful for the opportunity.
All right, Brendan, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Next question. Oh, Brendan,
Sorry.
we got two
Sorry.
more. We'll go with Jared Book. Jared, you're up.
Hi, Brendan. You're a newcomer to this organization, to the Rocket. What do you see just as a new person coming in that makes this team as successful as you've been early on in the season?
Yeah, obviously, I've played against the Rockets and being playing in Dingle. And, you know, they're always just a really hard team to play against. We always had trouble with them. So to come here and, you know, just see how they're coached and see how hard Drell pushes the guys, it's, you know, it's great to be on this side of things. And, yeah.
And you know, the end of last year, in Binghamton, you were, you know, one of the teams on the biggest, the best runs, ending the season like Laval was as well. What happens in a team when you go on one of those streaks? Does it kind of just build, is like a snowball effect, when you guys are winning like that?
Yeah, I think you can kind of see it right now with how we've been playing is that just, you know, everyone gets confidence from it and the team just starts rolling and it just makes everyone that much better and everyone's stepping up to the plate and it's great for the team.
Last question for Brendan. We'll go with Chris, the AHL report. Chris, you're up.
Playing the fourth game against the same team, like we saw in the second period, there was a lot of animosity between the two teams. Was this something you were expecting heading into tonight's game?
Yeah, we knew that they weren't gonna, you know, they were gonna come out hard against us, and obviously they're a great team, and they're probably not happy with other things went this week, so we were expecting a big pushback. You know, things got chippy there, but proud of how the guys handled it.
And tonight was the ninth game in the last 15 days, if my math is correctly. So, imagining we saw on social media that yesterday as a group you had a day off and you had an activity. Like, how was that experience?
Yeah, I think anytime you can get on the road as a team, it's, you know, it's a great bonding experience. Obviously, with the COVID restrictions and stuff, it's hard to, you know, hang out away from the rink. So just going on the road, it's a great bonding experience for the guys. You know, we had some guys coming with the cowboy hats, and they kind of rolled with that. Now it's just been a great road trip so far.